listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. It's been a scorching summer for Tassie hospitality, with accommodation providers enjoying the second highest February occupancy on record. The average cost of a room was $210.50, $9 more than a year ago. Police have launched a fresh road safety blitz ahead of the Easter long weekend. Operation Safe Arrival targeting all the usual ones, risky behaviour like speeding, inattention and not wearing seatbelts. This message from Police Assistant Commissioner Adrian Bodner.
We want to see people are driving as though there's a police car following them. So that means people are very conscious of their speed and they're conscious that they're doing the right thing.
Coles says it will not go cashless but will limit withdrawals to $200. It comes as the cash provider Armaguard is at risk of collapse, with its controlling company locked in negotiations with the country's biggest banks. A leaked memo instructs staff to tell customers their cash reserves have been impacted. The AFL has backed in its illicit drugs policy and is promising to cooperate with Sport Integrity Australia. League boss Andrew Dillon has asked Tassie MP Andrew Wilkie to hand over documents to the governing body. And two bodies have been pulled from the water after that horrific bridge collapse in Baltimore. US authorities say divers found the pair trapped inside a red pickup truck under the middle of the fallen bridge. The remaining four construction workers also presumed dead. To sport now, and Marcus Lee will sadly be in a mission from the Jack Jumpers side that'll take on Melbourne United tonight. Scans confirming an MCL tear he suffered during the NBL Championships Game 3. While it's a blow to the side's chances, coach Scott Roth is confident Lachie Barker can slot straight in.
Obviously, you know, bad news for Marcus. I feel for him. You know, you don't get a lot of opportunities to play in these type of games. And I have no fear of playing Lachie Barker. So our guys do the work during the course of the season. Everyone has confidence within.
A win, and Tassie claims an historic first NBL title.